The Kurds in Iraq are pushing for independence, but national neighbors, they're not thrilled. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When marginalized people live in spiritual bondage, there's a role for the church to play. And then, it's bad when stores put out Christmas wares in the summer. But one ministry has to plan this early for Yuletide missions. Stay tuned for that story in just a few moments. But first, the Kurdish people in Iraq will hold a referendum in September to try and declare independence. But neighboring Turkey and Iran have made it clear that they're not happy about it. Iran has even started a military recruitment campaign to possibly attack the Iraqi Kurdistan region if they declare independence. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says this doesn't bode well for the Kurds.
They're in between Iran and Turkey, and it would not be surprising if they declare independence or move forward if both nations attack them. That's how dangerous it is. So this could be catastrophic.
Now, the Kurdish region spans Iraq, Turkey, Iran, and Syria. But the Kurds are often underrepresented by their central governments and have even faced genocide in the past. So if Iraqi Kurds declare independence, Iran's worried that the Kurds in their country will make more demands of Tehran and even start their own rumblings for independence. The Kurdish people are mostly Muslim, and we need to pray that as they push for national freedom, they would also find spiritual freedom in Christ.
We know that the physical war on the ground is a reflection of the spiritual war raging in the heavenlies. In the last 10 years, more Muslims have come to faith in Christ than in the last 1,400 years of Islam.
Next, when it comes to China, everybody has a different story. So do Bibles need to be smuggled in, or can they be bought in the country? Is persecution rampant, or is the church supported by the government? Are believers thriving or struggling? According to Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China, the answer is usually simple.
If someone tells you something about China, you could look them in the eye and with a smile and almost a peace in your heart say to them, yes, that's right.
That's because with over a billion people, China is host to many different situations and problems. Bibles for China works with a registered church, but those aren't the only believers in the country.
There are those Christians, and there's millions of them, Ruth, that meet in houses and business buildings and homes. They're often considered the underground church.
Rovenstein says our focus needs to always be on God and how we can serve His kingdom and His people.
The greatest travesty is that Christians spend their time trying to work through these things so that they know what they should do rather than go see and be with someone or with a group.
And finally, it's never too early to be thinking about Christmas, especially for the Russian and Central Asian churches who are a part of the Slavic Gospel Association's Christmas Children's Ministry, Emmanuel's Child. In fact, July is when churches finish planning their Christmas programs and start buying gifts for the local kids. And it's through these programs and gifts where local children can receive the greatest gift of all. SGA's Joel Griffith explains.
But they make sure that the children hear the true Christmas story about Jesus Christ and how He came to earth to bear our sin on the cross. And it's just a really wonderful time of evangelism. And we've been doing it for several years now, and we're just hoping to see numbers grow because we've seen some fall off in the past few years. And we'd like to get that put back up again because it's probably the best evangelistic opportunity with children all year long.
Emmanuel's Child is financially supported by churches and individuals. And while $10 might not seem like it has impact, it does. Interested in helping the churches keep the gospel doors open this Christmas? You'll find the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. Open Doors USA is offering a free book called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.